Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to have you here. I am Dr. Fay, and I will be working with you today. I take it you have already read the terms and conditions and the particulars of the experiment you'll be undergoing today. But for clarity's sake, I will gladly go over them another time for you, just to make absolutely sure we are on the same page. Today, we will be undertaking a trial of a new type of topical ointment that my organization has been developing. I'm wearing these gloves because I would prefer to avoid it affecting me while we are undergoing this test. But to put it in the simplest terms possible, this gel functions first and foremost as a lubricant, but beyond that, also serves to enhance overall sexual experience. The manner in which it does this is twofold. First and foremost, it causes spontaneous hormone releases that increase libido, sense of sexual arousal, and desire once it absorbs into the skin. And it also does essentially the opposite of an anesthetic in that it heightens the sensitivity of the nerves in the localized area on which it was applied. So, for today's test, as you can see, you are currently hooked up to a few special monitoring devices, one of which keeps track of your hormone levels actively, as well as endorphin levels, one of which is monitoring brain activity, and another is monitoring heart rate, blood pressure, and rate of respiration. I will, of course, also be providing verbal feedback, which is being recorded via this audio recorder. You do consent to being recorded by being here, wherein I will be narrating the physical responses that I observe. We will also, of course, have a few cameras angled towards you at a few angles, a few different locations, so that we can get a full picture of exactly how you are being affected by this gel. Now, with all of that having been said, if you would please remove your pants. Go on. Do it. This is a job. It's nothing special, all right? There we are. What was that, Don't worry about it. You see all sorts when you work here. You are the sixth patient I've undertaken this trial with today. The gel should function regardless of anatomical configuration. But that's part of what we're testing. Now then, if I just apply some of it to your genitalia, how does this feel? Good. It should take just a few moments to absorb into the skin. I see you are already developing an erection. Tell me, is this common for you? This amount of stimulation resulting in this level of erection and arousal? I am simply applying the ointment. Don't worry, as part of the test, I will be masturbating you. That time has not yet come. All right. The gel should be absorbing into the skin ever so slightly at this point. It's composed of two primary parts, one of which permeates through the skin and the other remains on the surface. That way, part of the fluid remains for lubrication, while the rest obviously does not. All right. You're beginning to whimper slightly. The subject is shaking and beginning to make micro thrusts into my hand. This is common, in line with previous observations. Oftentimes, heightened state of arousal caused by the medication results in reduced function of rational thought, speech, and understanding. We're still working on the balance for that, obviously. We don't want this drug to completely countermand free will or to become addictive. All right. Now, the stimulating and arousing agents should have worked their way fully into the skin by now. So I'm going to attempt a brief period of masturbation on the subject. Subject is highly responsive. Again, well within expectations. I will now be pausing to ask a few additional questions. This is first and foremost to continue our survey of relevant factors that might impact the testing, and is, of course, to analyze just how needy the subject becomes. Many often resort to whining and begging and pleading on their knees. So, let's see. Stay. Stop. Listen to me. I will not continue until you stop and answer my questions. So, stop moving. Stay put. Very good. Continuing the survey, would you say you experience a medical fetish, medfet, as it is sometimes referred to? Do you find the idea of a doctor or scientist providing you sexual pleasure while viewing you through a clinical lens to be especially arousing, more so than ordinary sexual acts? Yes? All right. We will make sure to factor that into the data going forwards, as obviously that might cause biased results. There you are. Yes, extra stimulation for you. Very good. You'll get more as you continue to answer my questions. Additional question for you. What is your gender identity? I see. Thank you for the information. And how would you rate this sensation compared to normal circumstances? Let's say ordinary sexual arousal is a 5, no arousal is a 0, and the most mind-blowing orgasm you've ever had is a 10. How would you rate your current experience with my, rather lackluster ministrations? A 9? All right. I'm now going to continue masturbating the patient. Now, I am, of course, going to be wearing gloves for the duration of this experiment. Fun fact for you, funny story. I accidentally spilled some of the gel while I was working on it. I was part of the team that first developed it. I spilled some on my hands. The rest of the research team found me locked in a storage closet hours later. I'd spent all that time masturbating. It's been toned down since then. Though it's still highly effective, to be clear. Taking a pause. How close would you say you are to orgasm? Very. Excellent. Now, we will, of course, also be monitoring volume of fluids expelled. So when you begin to approach orgasm, please do let me know so that I can make sure to prepare a condom, slip it on, and then finish you off. All right? So that we can contain whatever volume it is you release. Many patients and subjects often experience an increased volume while on this particular medication, so. Continuing onwards. The subject is speaking in increasingly fragmented sentences, often interrupted by panting, wheezing, and moaning. It appears that speech is still within the subject's capacity, if only barely. Which seems to suggest something of a resistance to the medication compared to others on similar dosages. This medication, we hope, will improve sexual enjoyment for people of all configurations, as well as assist in matters like erectile dysfunction caused by age or by hormone replacement therapy. Subject is blushing, quite red in the face, sweating as well. There has recently been a notable increase in the expulsion of pre-cum. This is, again, all within line of our expectations. Honestly, I think we have a fairly clear understanding of exactly how this gel functions. It's been consistent through previous rounds of testing. I see little point in continuing beyond the requirements of academic rigor. Do you bore me? Odd question to ask. Would you find it more arousing if I said the answer was yes? Whether you bore me or not isn't really relevant. I've committed quite a bit of time to developing this gel. I want to make sure it functions. I can admit that you are the sixth subject I have undergone this particular experiment with so far today, and the 32nd I have done it with in total. There's little you could do that would surprise me. One thing we will be experimenting with in the future, which you would be welcome to participate if you wished, would be a additional application of the gel, followed by masturbation until orgasm, at which point an additional test subject would ingest your cum. This is to test whether the effects of the topical gel can be transferred through fluids expelled. Current evidence suggests that may be likely, but it's not a sure thing, and there's the possibility of interference by placebo or raw sexual arousal at, well, intercourse and swallowing someone else's fluids. So we may have to run a few tests in that regard, and we'll need subjects for both halves. Subject has officially lost the capacity for speech, but appears to have made some kind of affirmative moan. That's enough of an answer for now. I will present the formal paperwork once the experiment is over and recovery from the gel is complete. Subject is moaning more loudly and tapping on me, likely attempting to suggest that orgasm is imminent. In that case, a condom has been applied. I will be masturbating the subject's penis while the condom is over their penis, and there it is. There it is. Following standard procedure for this experiment, I will continue to milk the subject's cock until expulsion of fluid is complete. Just to ensure that our testing criteria is consistent with regards to the amount of ejaculate expelled. This subject will return tomorrow and will be asked to masturbate into a condom without the gel applied. This will be used for control group purposes. Good. Well, I do believe that is this experiment taken care of. I will be, of course, safely disposing of these gloves. Thank you for your cooperation in today's test. Your contributions to the field of sex sciences will be remembered and appreciated anonymously. Aftercare? Oh, yes, right. Some patients do prefer that. There. You did very well. There's water and cookies in the room next door, so...